You guys, please listen carefully. Progress is not linear. There will always be ups and downs, but I need you to embrace this one idea. Do not quit. The last 18 months for me have been both wonderful, exciting, and incredibly hard. After months of weird symptoms, including losing feeling in both my legs for months, I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's thyroiditis. At the same time, I was informed that there was some unexplained swelling around my brain. I had moved back to New England after 16 years in North Carolina, and I was starting over. Completely over. My marriage ended. My social circle evaporated. I was building a business on my own while dealing simultaneously with heartbreak and health challenges. I wanted to stop trying. Many times I wanted to give up on myself. The temptation was higher than ever to turn to food for comfort. But I refused. Despite thinking, what's the point? My body is broken. Who cares? What does it matter? I refused to stop taking care of myself. I refused to lie and say, I don't care about how I care for my body, because I do. I reminded myself daily that I don't take care of myself to see the scale go down. I take care of myself because that's who and how I want to be. As I started to get a handle on my Hashimoto's and reduce inflammation, I made the choice to go through the process of freezing my eggs. And in hindsight, it was terrible timing. My body, likely more sensitive due to the Hashimoto's recovery, reacted harshly to the drug therapies. And for months, I didn't feel like myself. I was sad, tired, and hormonally off kilter. No matter how clean I ate or how much I worked out, my body wasn't responding. There was much more happening in my life that compounded these stressors, but I'm not here to whine. The point is, yes, I was frustrated. However, I reminded myself that my self-care is not optional. It's not something I do only when my body responds how I desire it to. It's something I do no matter what. I embraced maintenance and I embraced the struggle. I did the work. I stayed consistent. I studied my body. 6 months ago, I started transcendental meditation. I didn't expect results right away, and they didn't come right away. I got increasingly serious about removing toxic influences from food, from my environment, and even from people around me. I stayed the course, even when it appeared not to be working. I take great care of myself because it's the right choice. It's not something I do only when it goes right. It's not something I do only when it meets my expectations. It's simply what I do. I listened to my body and I leaned in instead of pulling away. I kept trying. I kept experimenting. I modified my workouts. I doubled down on mindset. I asked for accountability from people around me. This morning I went to the gym and my trainer took my measurements from just a few weeks ago. My hips are smaller. My waist is smaller. My arms and my legs and my bust line are all smaller. And I was pleased that my body is responding. I was proud of the progress. But what I'm most proud of is that I didn't quit. I will never quit. I love life too much to ever quit. Do the work. Stop making excuses. Stop making it optional. Stop making it contingent on some external factor. Never, ever stop trying. Not today, not tomorrow, not a month from now. Okay, enough of that. On to today. As I mentioned yesterday, I was up a little bit later than normal last night. It was probably about 11 p.m. before I fell asleep, but when my alarm went off at 4:45, my feet hit the floor with a smile. Another day to take great care of myself. From about 5 to 6:15, I dove right into work. I don't usually jump right into work first thing, except on days, usually Monday and Friday, sometimes Monday and Wednesday, when I work out early. And today was one of those days, so I had a list of things I wanted to do before I went to the gym. 6:15 to 8:15 was my workout. That includes drive time, so warming up and stretching. Then the workout was 21:15:9, calorie row and calories on the assault bike with a 100-meter farmer's carry after each round. So it's 21 cals on the erg rower, 21 cals on the assault bike, 100-meter farmer carry. 15 cals on the rower, 15 cals on the assault bike, 100-meter farmer's carry, and then 9, 100-meter carry. 8:15 to 10, I work. 10 to 11, I did some food prep, which I shared on Instagram for a weekend away. This weekend I'm away. I'm attending a training. And in order to participate in the training and get my work done, I have to get up extra early, work in the morning, work at night. Because of that, I don't want my morning time where I need to work and my evening time where I need to work be mixed up with trying to find a restaurant and waiting for food and eating food and going back to the hotel. So I prepped my food and brought most of it. I will go out to eat on Saturday night, but otherwise I've brought my meals with me with that exception. So I cooked up a bunch of cauliflower rice, some broccoli rabe, ground pork, salmon fillets. I've packed it up, brought it in the cooler, and I also brought a case of water. From 11 to 12, I packed for the weekend and I had lunch, leftover lobster from last night and the Brussels sprouts that I intended to eat last night but didn't. 12 to 1, I worked. 1 to 2:30, I was driving to my hotel. 2:30 to 3:30, I went for a walk around the seaport. 3:30 to 6:30, I was working. I'm super fascinating, aren't I? 6:30 to 7:30, had dinner in the hotel. Salmon, broccoli rabe, cauliflower rice. 7:30 to 8:30, I went for another walk. And then 8:30 to 9:30, winding down, reading and doing some research for an upcoming Master's Club webinar, in bed by 10. Are you guys taking on this challenge of seeing how amazing you can feel every day? Because if you are, will you tag me in your Instagram stories at Elizabeth Benton? That would be great. Have a great day and I'll see you tomorrow.